Welcome to the Worship Probs Podcast, where we aim to entertain, encourage, and equip worship and tech leaders all around the world. Look, we all know that serving in worship and production is great, but the problems, those are real. Thanks for joining us as we dive into today's episode with our host, Brian Tabor.
People everywhere, welcome to the episode 278 of the Worship Probs Podcast. I say everywhere because they are kind of everywhere. They're all over the place. And that's just amazing to me that you guys are listening from spots that we've never been to. We love it. And so three E's: entertain, encourage, and equip. We're going to do all three of those today for sure, but we try to do them in every episode. If you do a favor for us, do us a favor. Go over to Apple Podcast. I don't know what's happening. Go over to Apple Podcast, 5 stars. Leave us a 5-star rating, really nice review. We would be super grateful as always. And Beyonce is here, ladies and gentlemen.
I love watching the inspiration hit you with it. Like, we got our countdown. So for the people who don't know, the program that we're using does a countdown. It's like 5, 4, and it's flashing. Yeah. And I'm just waiting to see what inspiration
it does create, like a sense of pressure, and, like an expectation pressure.
Yeah. You got it. I'm always surprised with everyone else. That was a new one today.
And me too. Sometimes it's a good surprise. Sometimes it's not a good surprise.
That vitamin water going straight to your head today. Just woo, a rush of vitamin C.
Exactly. Yeah, they spiked it, man. My oranges got a little extra something in there.
Oh, it's going to be a good day. I'm excited. We got to make a new friend. We had a really great conversation. I'm jumping a little bit ahead. Sure, I mean, we're going to do all the fun stuff that we do. We're going to share resources. Yeah. You know, we're reliable like that. You can count on us to share resources. You know, we're going to entertain. We're going to laugh at some prayer concerns. We got the OG prayer concerns today.
Oh, yeah.
Which that's good fun. But I'm really excited because we made a new friend to the podcast. We got to sit down and have a conversation with Ellie Holcomb. And one, she is sweet as can be. Two, just there was some depth of wisdom there. Like, we just had a really good conversation with her. So I think you guys are going to enjoy that. But good stuff today. Good stuff.
It's going to be very, very good. And so this is my little friend, Pico. This is the Planning Center mascot. He sits here on my desk with me. If it is a he or she sits here with me on my desk, while we're podding. And so with Pico here, let Jen tell you about our amazing friends at Planning Center.
Hey friends, let's talk about Planning Center. Many of you are already familiar with Planning Center. In fact, a lot of you might even be using services to plan your worship sets and schedule musicians. But what you might not be as familiar with is that services is only part of a greater whole. Planning Center is actually an all-in-one church management software, and it helps cover so much ground for the needs of the church. Planning Center can help your whole church by keeping people engaged, by creating space for important data like prayer requests, event attendance, or even who's a first-time guest so you can follow up with them. With different products on a unified platform, your whole team can stay aligned and eliminate people working in silos or having to communicate information across multiple programs. There are so many things you can do with Planning Center. Best of all, you can customize it based on your ministry needs. Anyone on your team using Planning Center, whether they run sound, play drums, or schedule volunteers, has access to Planning Center's training materials and support too. So go to planningcenter.com to learn more and get started today for free.
So, we had to introduce Pico, Pico to the peeps.
Yeah. Did you name it Pico, or does it come with the name?
What they named it.
Oh, okay.
It's like P, capital P, little I, and then capital C, capital O. So PCO,
Planning Center. I get it. Oh, yeah.
They are the smartest people I've ever met.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
I didn't know if you got to They're name it that incredible. Or, because I would have wanted to name it like in honor of Aaron Stewart and something. Called it Stewie or
Stew.
Something.
Call it Stew. He probably hates that. Oh my gosh. Okay, so Jennifer, I got a very serious question for you today.
Okay.
If you could choose, you can only choose one, but if you could choose one superpower that you would have, what would you choose?
Invisibility. That's
really? You didn't even have to think about it.
It didn't even have to think about it.
You had a bullet in the chamber on that.
Yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah. I would love to. I would love to have the power to be invisible. Yeah, and then I would cause all kinds of mayhem. Yeah, I don't know. I got to be honest. I don't know if I would always use it for good. I'm just saying. I don't know, but yeah, you never know with me.
Oh my gosh!
What about you?
Man, invisible was not one I was thinking of, but that would be a really good one.
It would be a good one. I know.
I was thinking about speed, like being really fast.
Okay.
I've never had the burden of being, really, really fast at anything. Certainly I'd love to fly. I mean, the ability to fly would be.
Yeah. That'd be pretty cool.
And if you could combine those and if you could fly really fast, that would be.
Yeah. If I could fly and be invisible, that would be cool too.
Right.
Just flying around.
One of the
superheroes?
Jet? Was it a jet that was invisible? Who was that?
Probably.
Wonder Woman.
Didn't she have
an invisible jet on what was that cartoon where they all came on together? The Legion of Super People or what was that called? The
Justice League? Is that what you're thinking?
Justice League. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not big into DC. I'm not so much with the DC people. So even Wonder Woman,
I was a kid, it was all DC. Most of the cartoons I had access to, I guess, were all DC. And so when Marvel came along, I was like, oh man, these are some more dudes.
Right. And I grew up watching X-Men. As the cartoons and stuff.
Wow.
That's when X-Men was really, so I'm probably more acquainted with all of them who I guess they really aren't in any universe or they're part of Marvel. I don't know.
Yeah.
Definitely not in a DC though.
Well, either way, we would be some super people.
We had the
ability to take those. Yeah. I mean,
I think we would. Yeah.
We wouldn't really know where you were.
Definitely not. Yeah.
You would be. Something just falls off the counter during the night or whatever.
I would be messing around with so many people.
Jen or...
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So speaking of messing around with people, we mess around with people on Worship Karaoke. And so we're in season 3. We've messed around with Tyler and Corey. We had Jen in the seat and we didn't mess too much with you.
No, not too much.
We gave you that... spangly microphone.
Yes. And sparkly karaoke mic.
She blessed us with some. Yeah. That was good. So we just dropped one with Michael Bethany from Gateway. And he's just amazing. He's a really, really amazing guy. So if you haven't watched those, go hit him up. On YouTube, we're at Worship Probs. So make sure you hit that follow, subscribe button. You can see the full episodes there. First 15 minutes you can see on our socials. And then we launched a podcast network. So we've got the Strip Free podcast that's out there with Kim Tabor. That's out. You can check that out wherever you listen to podcasts. She just did her first interview with a lady named Misty Arterburn. We've had Steve Arterburn on our podcast a couple of times. She talked to Misty, who is involved in a couple of really special projects. One of them is the 1-Year Bible for Women. Like a daily reading plan gets you through the whole thing in a year. And they asked Misty to write devotionals for every day for all 365 days.
Wow.
And she was like, wow, like I cannot imagine.
Right. That's a big undertaking.
That is maybe the most intimidating. So go check that out. Check that out. All the links in our bio, if you hit that campsite link, there's all kinds of stuff up there. There's even an opportunity on Patreon. You can support the podcast on Patreon, all kinds of different levels, starting at like $5. So if you want to do that, just hit that, hit the old link in the bio and it will like expand with so many links. You will be amazed.
It's like Pandora's box. You click that link and it just opens the whole
like Pandora's box.
all sorts of goodies.
It's exactly like that.
Well, you know who else I hope has all sorts of goodies right now?
Who's that?
Brian, I think it's time for Prayer Concerns.
Prayer Concerns is proudly sponsored by Five Words Media, the amazing people that bring you free church AV. Five Words Media is also the official integrator of Worship Props. If you're a worship pastor or tech director, you know how crucial audio, video, and lighting are for your weekly gatherings. Speakers popping, dead zones, lighting and live stream issues can quickly make your gatherings both distracting and frustrating. An excellent gathering is one where your AVL systems are all working seamlessly and help to create a powerful worship experience. The team at Five Words Media gets it. They're ministry experts who understand the details of your local church's needs and the pivotal role that volunteers play. Their passion is to deliver high-quality, volunteer-friendly solutions that align with your budget and priorities. So, how does it work? The Five Words proven process is straightforward. It starts with a needs assessment done by one of their tech experts, followed by a custom solution design tailored to your budget. Then they handle everything else, the installation, testing, and even the volunteer training. Are you ready to transform your frustration into empowerment? Click the link in our bio, find Five Words Media, and kickstart your journey today. Elevate your gatherings with precision and excellence. Schedule a call with Five Words Media now. So normally it's me surprising Jen with setups, and she just surprised me. And that was actually real. That happened in real time. I was like,
you went, oh.
Ooh, who are you going to tell us about?
He's like, what a letdown. She was just hitting the ball back to me.
Oh, yeah. It's just me.
It's just
me. It's just me. It's not great. So prayer concerns, they are great. And we've been doing these the whole time, all 277 episodes. So here's what it is. Your congregation, they love to roast you. And maybe they don't see it as a roast. They're just telling you, they just didn't care for what you just
they're
did.
Just,
or how
they're
you did
truth
it, how
tellers.
Loud it was, how you
they're
lit
just
it.
Truth telling. Yep.
Exactly. They're truth, licensed to share. And so they're going to come in with both barrels blazing and just give you a straight scoop on what they thought. And so people send these in from all over. And it might be a face-to-face, it might be on your connection card, it might be a comment on your live stream or YouTube. Some go the extra mile and they do like a Google review on your on your church. If you get anything like that, send it to us. We'll never share your name or your church's name, but we might share it on the podcast. So you can send that to us in a couple of different ways. You can DM it to us on any of the socials. You can also hit the link in our bio. There's a prayer concerns link in there. Or if you're just out there surfing the web, like people do, just hit up worshipleaderprobs.com, click on the prayer concerns tab, and you could submit yours there. So let's dive right in. Prayer concern number one. We once had a person request their tithe back because they didn't like the message that week.
Do they have like a satisfaction guarantee
like a refund,
on the bottom
please.
Of their services? Like, what, why would you expect to get your tithe back? Oh, gosh. Wow. Again, another one. That's not how it works.
That's so good.
Wow. That's crazy.
I would like to request my refund.
I need a refund.
Okay, number two. Prayer concern number two. I got a comment that said, we so appreciate everything you do, and until there's a man who can do it, you're welcome to carry on.
No. Oh, no. There's just so much I can say. There's so much I can say right now, but I don't want to get our podcast in trouble. Wow.
No, they did not.
I cannot.
Oh,
wow.
Oh my gosh. I'm two in and I'm crying. I'm already crying.
Yeah. Okay. That's horrible.
Okay. Number three, prayer concern number three. We would like to request a vending machine in the lobby. Pepsi products preferred. What is your mind on when you come to church?
I know. I hope they don't go to church
first
with
all,
like tithe
and I'm
going to
make
guy.
Some people. Right, right. And I might make some people mad here, but Pepsi products?
Yeah.
You're asking for Pepsi products.
God, at least have a standard,
come
you
on,
guys.
Man.
Jeez.
Right. Or at least go Chick-fil-A. You know, they got both. They got Coke and they got Dr. Pepper. Like, you know what I mean?
But yeah.
Pepsi products prefer.
Oh, see? You said go Chick-fil-A. My first thought was Nuggies. A little Nuggie dispenser. I'm like, sign me up. I want to go to the church with the Nuggie dispenser.
Can you imagine? They have a hot light like Krispy Kreme.
Yes.
Like the Nuggets are hot.
Yeah.
Get them while they're...
Yeah. You hold your little paper cup at the bottom and four Nuggets fall out. I mean...
Oh my gosh.
Listen, someone at Chick-fil-A, you need to patent this. Sell it to churches. They would buy it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Yes, you're welcome. And we should get some.
We should get something
back, like some sort of.
I feel like we should,
right? You know.
Yeah,
I think so.
Like a little co-branding.
What number was that? That was three.
That was three.
Okay, number four. Prayer concern number four. We got a comment that says, "My grandson and I wish I knew." Sorry, my grandson and I wish the band would play some songs that we know. It's like they just make them all up.
What are you guys listening to?
That doesn't sound like a compliment.
No.
That doesn't feel like a compliment.
No, it's not.
I don't think that's good. That wasn't affirming. That was not affirmation.
No. Was it?
Oh, my Lord. No. Whew. Okay, here's the last one. The bottom of the pudding cup. Prayer concern number five. It says... You should give away tambourines during worship. In that way, all of us can participate.
Oh, no. Nope. How about you just use those hands God gave you, bash them together. You don't need cymbals, too.
Can you? The chaos.
I was just going to say, can you imagine the utter chaos?
Of now, like 100 tambourines in one room.
Now, also though, side note, would that not be the best prank to ever pull on like a worship team to like secretly hand out
yes.
a ton of tambourines and just let everyone go for it in service?
Oh my gosh, that would be phenomenal.
That would
so
be.
Next year on April Fool's, whatever Sunday is close to April Fool's, you need to do that.
Someone needs to do it. Yeah, someone needs to do it.
And this is a sidebar. Okay. Speaking of April Fools, I posted my first ever April Fools prank this year.
Yes.
And it was that I had been selected to go on Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. And it even said big tasty news in the world of worship leading or something like that. And I cannot tell you how many texts, and comments and emails, messages I got. People were wanting to know air dates so they could organize watch parties.
Oh my.
So here's the thing. It was April Fool's. It was just a joke. I'm not going on Dancing with the Stars, nor probably would I, even if the opportunity was presented, which I do not expect it to be. That would not be my strongest, you know, gifts on display by
what,
any stretch.
What a little confidence boost, though, that several people found it believable. Like, you know, that's a nice little pat on the back. That
thinking,
right when
man?
I saw it, I was like, dude, this guy's nuts. I saw it and I'm like, oh, Brian's having fun. But nope, there were people in there who believed it. There was one person who chastised you for being in
first
world
of all,
or being of the world or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You got
the
little,
Bible says we're not supposed to. It's like, come on, man. Somebody said, wee woo, the no fun police are here.
Right.
And it says at the bottom, for this and more April Fool's jokes or whatever, follow us on our socials.
Yeah.
So all that to say, that was indeed a joke, not going on. Wouldn't probably go on just because I'm not really a dancer, you know?
No.
Not really my...
If it's something on Food Network, that's totally believable. You would go on somewhere there.
Like I could do that.
I would.
I would not win. I'd fail, but I would have fun. Right.
Yeah, you would.
So, yeah.
So once again, if anyone knows anyone at Food Network, Chick-fil-A, who else do we shout out today?
Yeah. Hey, guys, the sponsor forms are open. We're ready.
Right.
We're ready. Food Network, Chick-fil-A. I mean, just come on. Come on.
Know. Come on already.
I don't think I closed up prayer concerns.
No, my bad. We're just
You guys know what to do. You know what to do. Link in the bio. Submit yours. We need you to keep sending them. So Jen told you earlier, we made a new friend and we absolutely did. And you know, there are those people that you meet in your Christian life and they just like the word just kind of just oozes out. We talk all the time about it being an overflow. This is an amazing example of the word just coming out as an overflow of her relationship with Jesus. So let us share our conversation with Ellie Holcomb. Today's interview is brought to you by our friends at AllClear. AllClear Audio makes custom and universal fit in-ear monitors by hand in Minneapolis. They have custom models for every need and budget and some of the best customer service in the industry. They also have universal fit in-ear monitors for teams that aren't going fully custom, but want the quality and sound of a company that knows how to design monitors for worship teams. In addition, they offer flat $99 repair fees for the life of your monitors. That includes everything from wax buildup to trying to sit down with them in the back pocket of your skinny jeans. They're always eager to help you find the right monitor for you and have great resources on their website at allclear.com. There's a link in our bio for our friends at AllClear, and we hope you'll check that out today. The Worship Probs podcast is excited to have Ellie Holcomb with us today. Ellie, thanks for taking the time to join us.
I am so glad to be here. I love the name of this podcast.
we have a lot of fun.
Ellie, we have been so excited to talk with you. Brian was saying before we hit record, this has been, a pursuit. You've been a pursuit of ours, let's put it that way, for quite a while.
Aww.
So yeah, we are very honored to have you here with us today. So how are things going?
Things are going, man. We got three kids. It is not boring. 11, 8, and 5. My husband's getting ready to hit the road with his band, The Neighbors. We just got off tour. I'm getting ready to make another full-length record. So we're full throttle. And grateful for the community that we do life with, too, because it is, we can't do it alone. Mm. Thank God.
Mm. Amen. Amen. Well, we have lots to talk about. You are one busy lady, and we love everything that you have going on. So as we get started, can you kind of unpack a little bit of your story for our listeners? Like what brought you here today? And what all the stuff that kind of led you? You've done all kinds of stuff, and we're
to this moment.
Yeah.
It is kind of crazy. So I grew up in Nashville, Tennessee. We're still here now. My dad is a producer. I don't know if you know this. His name is Brown Bannister.
Absolutely.
And Amy Grant was in his youth group back in the day. My mom sang at Amy's first concert with her.
Holy
she went to
cow.
High school with Amy. Ended up meeting the Lord actually because of how Amy and her family love really well.
Wow.
And so I would trace my story all the way back to, the 80s. And I'll fast forward past when I was born to being 8 years old and walking into an arena. I think it was probably 1989. And, there was an arena full of people. Amy was on the front of the stage barefoot, arena full of people, with their arms raised, which was not the trend at the time, in the church necessarily. And definitely not, at concerts. They were all singing Thy Word.
Oh, wow.
And I remember I was marked by that as a little girl, just saying, there was something about the power of a song, to bring hope. People were crying, I'm just kind of taking it in as a kid. Mm-hmm. And then I just remember thinking, this must be true. Like that God's word really is a lamp. And if it's a lamp, like, what does that mean? And how do I use it? And so that's sort of, I just think for, I'm so grateful. I kind of have come to call it, I knew Jesus from a very young age. I carried the honey in my heart. Like I just like had encounters with God as a little kid that felt bigger than me. It felt like I couldn't explain them. But I also watched really close up music cost people something. I saw these really, you know, they're my friend. Like we went on trips with them and I'm like, these are just people. But then people would always come up and want to have a conversation. And I was like, man, I was 0% enamored with fame, but also like Amy Grant was my idol. So yeah. I don't know what that says. But we also like went on trips with her as a kid. So I grew up loving music, knowing music was very powerful, and swearing that I would never marry a musician or do music myself, which I think is hilarious. Also swore that I would never marry my best guy friend in college, who I married. So I don't swear anymore. And he was also a musician. So God has a sense of humor and I don't swear that I'm not going to do things anymore. So we have been making music together for a very long time. I got my master's in education, taught for a few years, and then ended up quitting to be a part of his band. I thought that was going to be a year long diversion. God had different plans. So, you know, we've been married for 18 years and for 17 of those, we've been making music, which is wild. So we've got three kids now. When Emmy Lou was born, y'all, she was on the road at 2 weeks. By the time she was 6 months, she'd been to 32 states in Canada. Most of those 32 states again, like by the time she was one, we were on tour with Need to Breathe. And I literally like really felt like I needed to get her home because we were traveling in a van. She was in a car seat for 6 hours a day. She like literally grew up in bars and clubs. Hilarious. I mean, I'm like warming her bottle up in a shot glass at a bar. I'm like, what are we doing with our lives? I wasn't drinking from the shot glass just for the audience listening, but it's just what was available unto me. They didn't have bowls. So I really quit to be a stay-at-home mom. I've been on a counseling journey where I'm a 7 on the Enneagram, avoid pain at all cost, and in visiting some of the most painful places in my stories, I was seeing like massive healing and freedom like I'd never known existed because I grew up in the church, so grateful, but I gathered from the church, even though nobody said this, that I needed to be good enough and perfect. So I call myself a recovering perfectionist. Like praise be to God, you know, like, and so, I was in counseling. I was memorizing scripture with a friend of mine who battled depression at the time. And I was writing scripture in a song because we were bad at memorizing scripture. It was one conversation with a friend, at a Young Life camp. We volunteered at Young Life camps a lot. And I, at the time, really quit to be a stay-at-home mom. But I had written all these songs to hold on to the light, which I thought were for me and my friend, right? Like literally just like, this is just for us. And since God saying, and a couple other people in my life saying, would you be willing to go be a mess in the church? Like, would you be willing to sing these scripture songs and be broken? In churches. And I was like, no, absolutely not. Because I was like, I have been the judgmental older brother. I was like, I do not want to go be a mess in front of anybody. No. And yet felt like, just like, I don't know. I want to give a surrendered yes to wherever God is leading me. So like trembling and shaking and telling Jesus, like, this is literally the worst timing. I quit my husband's band, this thing we've been building for 8 years, to stay home. And you're telling me to start another music career. Like that is terrible timing. And so it has just been a beautiful thing. We did a Kickstarter. We had no money, did a Kickstarter. I thought I was going to throw up before we hit, you know, send on that. And we were trying to raise $40,000 to cover, like I had to pay for babysitting and been also a record. And so I was like, I don't know how we're going to do this. And we hit that goal in 3 days and surpassed it by 250%. I think it's one of the highest. It was insane. It felt like the Indiana Jones scene. Remember where he's stepping off and it looks like he's going to fall into the abyss in the ground. Yeah. That is what doing music has felt like. Cause I'm like, I don't want this. I don't want to be on a stage, God. Like that comes with a lot of pressure. That's a ton of responsibility. And I, my first show ever that I did, was, so I had never played a show by myself. I've always been in my husband's band, but I sold 25 house shows for this Kickstarter thing. So I'm like, oh, so I'm at this lady's house. She's like, she invited 100 people. And she was like, here's the address. We were all eating at her house. She was like, I have a really cool venue. Here's the address. You go early to sound check. So I'm by myself. It's getting dark. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. And I take a turn into the address that she gives me. And I'm like, this has got to be some kind of joke. Like, what am I doing with my life? It was a graveyard, y'all. Like, it's dark. It's creepy. I was just like, what the heck? Like, what is going on? And so I'm like, golly, I got to find a place to turn around. I don't want to drive on anyone's grave, you know? And I'm like, Jesus, this is stupid. What am I doing with my life? And I pull up around this hill. And in the middle of the graveyard, like trying to text or call my friend, you know, but trying to get to a spot where I could do that. But as I pull around this hill, there is this chapel on the top of the hill in the middle of a dark graveyard. And there's light pouring out the windows and the doors. Yeah. That is where my first concert was. And I felt like God said, I want you to go to the grave places and to sing about my light and my love that goes all the way down to the grave. And that set the trajectory for, I feel like, my whole music making journey. And it is unnatural for me because I'm a 7 and on the Enneagram, I avoid pain at all costs. And here it is, God drawing me deeper into the story of a man of sorrows and experiencing sorrow in our own life, in our community's life, and kind of wrestling with faith and doubt and singing through that. Mm-hmm. And so that's sort of where I am today, still doing it.
Man, that's awesome.
That's incredible.
What a story.
I know, right? So you're getting ready to release a new record called All of My Days, which is a Psalms project. If anyone follows you on social media, you could see you've been singing these little Psalm snippets.
Love it, man.
And it's so incredible too, because you mentioned light, you know, and I think you preface a lot of these songs by speaking about a little bit of light in your day. And I'm listening to your story about Amy Grant going, thy word is the first thing that struck you. So I'm like seeing this thread through your life of how God has graced you. But what can you tell us about this new record?
Yeah, my husband calls me a modern day psalmist, and I don't know if that's true, but I think it's because he sees me wrestling through doubt and faith in song and closer up than anybody else. And so that's the Psalms, right? Like some of those Psalms end in despair, and they teach us a lot about lament, which I think is a form of worship. Like even when you're struggling, to be shaking your fist at the sky is a form of prayer. And so, the record, I've been singing this. I always say, I love that you just even pulling the threads, Jen, that's really beautiful. But I always say, I started Fighting Words Friday a long time ago, holding on to a little bit of truth because it's so noisy, y'all. Like the scrolling, there's so much that you need that you should be doing and recipes. And I'm always like, oh, I should cook better things for my people. Every time I get on Instagram, I'm always like, man, we need a lot of chicken nuggets. It's a little bit of shame about that. And then I'm like, I'm doing my best. We're all doing our best. We have pizza night every Friday. It's fine. We're keeping Papa John's in business, you know? Maybe it's just me, but I get into these cycles of comparison and just a lot of noise. And I thought, what if I could hold out what is bringing me peace and what is grounding me amidst all the noise? And what if that might be good for somebody else too? So I'll do it for me. If it's good for anybody else, great. Icing on the cake. And so more than anything in my whole career, people have asked me to record these little songs. It started off with just a scripture. And then I thought, if I really want people to bury truth and light in their hearts, which that's what I want. That's what I want to do for myself. That's what I want for my kids. So we have this ever-present supply of grace and mercy and hope that's like within us in our DNA. Then maybe I should start singing these, because it's really hard for me to memorize scripture, but I can remember 1,000 songs easy. So more than anything, people have asked me to record these little memory Mondays that I sing on Instagram. And so all of my days is the culmination of that. But it's really the culmination of sort of that whole story that I told you of with one. It started with one conversation with one friend who was severely battling depression, and us needing to hold on to the light to kind of kick back at the shadows with the hope that's in the living word of God. And so I guess my prayer is, and I love all of my days. The title comes from Psalm 23, you know, which is surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I don't know about y'all, but like, there are a lot of days that we experience in this world, or that I do at least, where I am like, this does not feel good. And this does not feel merciful. Like, this feels hard and I feel alone and I can't hear your voice, God. And I love the verse from John 10:10, that I've come to give you life and life to the full. And as a 7 on the Enneagram, I've always interpreted that as like, life with God is an adventure and it's awesome and he's going to fill us up. And I do think that that's true. I think that he is. But as I grow older, as my heart is broken, as we've lost and grieved and lamented with so many people in our life, as I look at a broken world, you know, in your newsfeed every day, I've come to understand that as we have the privilege of knowing the fullness of God's love and mercy in the full spectrum of what it is to be a human, in our joyous, like, mountaintop days, and when we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And so I think all of my days, for all of the days, for the days where you feel like you are on your A game, you're walking in your purpose and your calling, and for the days where you're like, I have made a mess of this, and, or this is breaking my heart, even on those days. And God is with us. His goodness and his mercy will follow us. And when I think about, thy word, Psalm 119:105, I think also about that verse that says, just like the rains that fall from the heavens and don't return to the heavens without first watering the earth, nourishing the earth and causing it to bud and flourish, so is the word that goes out from my mouth. It will accomplish the purpose for which I sent it. And man, what a mysterious, like, wild promise. And when I think about rain, I've been pondering this a lot lately, but I do think God is a lot like water, because water always moves to the lowest place. And it does both. It moves to the lowest place and then it's like evaporated back up into the sky, but first it goes low. And that, in my experience, that is what I've known to be true of God. He has met me, and I know him not in spite of the hardest parts of my story and the valleys of my story, but maybe more like, I know him more because of those moments. 'Cause I have encountered the empathy and the tenderness of God when I couldn't hold on anymore. And I found out that there were some everlasting arms below me when the bottom fell through, you know, when I fell through the bottom.
Yeah. Wow.
Fantastic. Gosh, I can't wait. Can't wait for it. And as a fellow, struggler with scripture memorization, I'm very excited about this. When I was in college, Steve Green used to do these hide them in your heart, these kids scriptures. And I remember going I'm going on a date with my wife and she gets in the car and it's like, God loves a cheerful giver. And she's like, what are you listening to? And I'm like, scripture memorization. Thank you very much. I'm so excited. I need it. I need the help. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, it's like, you know, joy. It's like we all get to carry lamps in our hearts.
Yeah,
you know?
Man. Absolutely.
How
absolutely.
Cool is that?
Okay. So you mentioned you also have a devotional called Fighting Words. I love that title. And you're kind of expanding that, with some new additions, to kind of go along with all of my days. So April is a really huge month for you.
It's a big month.
So these are meant to go together. Is that right? The Devo and the new record. Yeah.
Yeah. So that the Devo is so funny because, you know, God knew when I was sitting across from a picnic table with my friend and I was like, we got to hold on to the light. Like God calls his word a sword and we're going to use it because I'm so sick of the enemy stealing our joy and our peace and that full life, the fullness of his love. So we started, you know, just from that conversation and that turned into Instagram, which then turned into the book. And the book has resonated with a lot of people. It's 100 days of speaking light into the darkness. And it's just so cool. I can't believe it. It was really hard to write. I did not want to do that. Another thing I swore I would never do is write books. I'm like, no, I'm a musician. And they're like, maybe, would you consider? And it has been such a joy because I now have this stack of like little paper Ebenezers and stories of how God's word has breathed life into me and been a balm and a comfort and a shelter. And a light in the darkest nights of my soul. And so what I realized, they asked me to do an extended version. I was like, no, I already did one. I did 100 days. And they're like, would you just pray about it? And when I looked over it, y'all, I realized somehow in 100 days, I left out some of my like lifer verses. And those would be the ones that I would call like little stones that I've carried around in my pocket that are smooth from holding on to so many times. And so I was like, ooh, I think I need to add those in. And when I was doing this, I thought, man, I've been giving these little 30 to 90 minute clips of psalms, of songs. And what if, you know, I'm extending this devotional, what if we could extend those little patches of light, those little patches of grass into like a full green pasture for people to rest in? And what if, so the book, you know, the extended version of the book will have every psalm that I added to the extended version has a song to sing so we can hold on to the light together. And I love the image of a generation of people walking up to the darkness in their own story, to the shadows in their own story, and then to the shadows and the darkness in the weary world around us and singing God's word, singing light and hope and love into that. And so that's my hope. It's just an invitation. It's been really good for me. And I'm like, I think it'll probably be good for you too. Absolutely. Absolutely. For us to rest in the green pastures of God's word and see what good things he grows in our hearts there.
Oh, come on.
That's awesome. Like it's just so obvious how God's word plays a vital role in your life. It's just in your ministry, it just is overflowing, which is absolutely incredible. How would you encourage younger listeners? Because I do think that maybe there's been some sort of a disconnect at times, or you know, younger people are like, well, I don't like to read, or I don't like whatever. So I love that this is just another means of making God's word more accessible. But how would you encourage younger listeners to prioritize God's word?
You know, I'll say this, and I'll be really honest with y'all. I still have 1,000 questions about the Bible is freaking crazy. Like there's some wild stories. There and is. What I do love about it is that like it's human. It's real. You're like, oh, this was not all. Yeah. So like I just would say, I would encourage younger people to be like, it is okay to have questions. And it's a living word. It really is like alive, and there will be stories and verses that will land on you and bring something that you needed to hear into your heart in seasons, in one season, and then they'll hit in another season in a totally different way. Yeah. And so I guess I would just say it's okay to have questions, wrestle with God with those. Like I do almost every day. That's usually why I'm singing. 'Cause I'm like, this sounds awesome. I don't know if I believe this. Help my unbelief, God. And to know that you can be honest with God about that. And then one thing, I've been on this like adventure with God this year. It's called the 19th Annotation. And it's an Ignatian practice, like an ancient Ignatian practice. Mm-hmm. That's an hour of prayer and meditation a day where you're reading through scripture and a spiritual director. It's been like one of the most significant experiences with Jesus in my life. And one thing that has been so helpful for me, that I've never really done before, that might be helpful if you're reading scripture or wanting to, is to read through the Gospels and like, I don't know, you kind of enter in with your imagination and use all your senses and imagine if you're there and ask God who you are in the scene or where are you when you enter the scene? Are you close to Jesus? Are you far away from Jesus? Mm-hmm. Are you a character in the story? Are you observing? And ask the Spirit, what do you have to say about that with you? I've had some of the most significant experiences. I was talking with a couple who'd been to Israel with Bob Goff, and they were telling me all about the trip. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they're like, and we went to the Sea of Galilee. And I was like, oh my gosh, I've been there. And they were like, really, when? And I was like, in my prayer with God. Imagination. But I think he gives us imaginations and he tells us to be like kids for a reason. And so it's been really beautiful to kind of engage. That's been a beautiful way that I've never done before to engage with God's word. So try it out.
Wow. Love it. Yeah. Love it. Well, we started.
It's been helpful for me.
We started as a meme account. So we always like to ask this question. Have you ever been like maybe out on the road, you're singing, maybe even in church and, you know, things kind of got off the rails just a little bit. We've got worship teams and church folk who send us videos and they just are freely sending us stuff all the time now. Like they check out this fail, check out what I did. So we're wondering, has anything like that ever happened to you?
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, how many do we want here? I think probably my biggest moment of this, and it's a meme that turns into an important story to meaning. But one of my first festivals, I was playing Celebrate Freedom in Dallas, Texas. There are 30,000 people at this festival. I have just released my first full length record. No one knows who I am. You know, I'm just like brand new baby artist. And so everybody kept asking me, like, are you so nervous? Like, are you feeling so nervous about this? And I was like, no, not really. But I thought that because I was like, in my mind, I'm like, I'm going to be on the tiny stage, right? That's like in the very back where no one is listening anyway. So I'm not nervous at all. And I think it was 10th Avenue North had just played. Oh, wow. Crowder was coming on the main stage. And I was like, I had been watching 10th Avenue North. And I was like, that's so cool. And they're like, okay, it's time to go. And I went to go get on a golf cart to go like miles and miles away from the main stage. And they were like, no, you're up on the main stage. And I was like, what? Oh, and I was like, no. And they're like, yeah, and you're going on like right now. And I was like, holy goodness. So they walk me out on the catwalk while they're changing over. So I'm like the in-between act on a catwalk in front of 30,000 people. I have my guitar player with me, Nathan. And I just cannot tell you how mentally unprepared I was for that. And at the time, I'm this like little singer-songwriter. I mean, I'm still this girl. Like, I just like singing scripture, you know, like God's word. And I'm going to speak some psalms and then I'm going to sing them over you. And y'all, I was like, whoa. And I played every song that day half as slow as they are. And they're not like bangers. You know what I'm saying? And if you're wondering and you're listening on this podcast and you're like, how should I play a solo acoustic set in front of 30,000 people, it is not half as slow. That is not the answer. And I got off stage just being like, what just happened to me? And I mean, just shame. Oh, y'all, I was just like, oh my gosh. And you know, that like when people walk off, this is how you know, like you really didn't do good. People walk off and they're like, you did it. You know, or they say like, how was it for you? Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, I did bad. No one's saying good job. Like they don't want to say something they don't mean. So they're like, right, it's over. You know? Like, oh, no. So I am like not in a good place. And it was so sweet because I was like, God, what am I doing? Like, I'm nothing. I don't have all these lights and this band. Like, I don't have like dancers. And you know, Britt Nicole played earlier and there were like all these people dancing on stage. And I was like, what am I doing here? Yeah, I don't, you know, like I do not, but one of these things is not like the other, you know, like I do not belong here. And it was so sweet because I will never forget. I felt like he said, I need 10th Avenue North to be 10th Avenue North. Yeah. And I need Crowder to be Crowder. I need Amy Grant to be Amy Grant, Britt Nicole to be Britt Nicole. And I actually just need you to be who I made you to be. Wow. And I'm going to use all these different songs and all these different souls and all these different stories to connect with different people. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to worry about it. And y'all, it was so beautiful. It set me free. That's okay. And that's all we ever have to be is to share what God has put in our heart. That's mm-hmm. the joys that we get to just like let that out. And the outcome, not up to us. Wow. Like my friend always says, God gives people, some people, you know, really like God gives us all a garden to tend, mm-hmm. right? He gives us good things to grow and to tend to. And for some people, that's like a little window box outside of your house. And that matters. And for some people, it's a raised bed garden. And for some people, it's like feet, it's like a whole, you know, space and swath of land. And he gives us the grace to tend what he's given us to tend to grow. And man, what a gift and a relief. You don't have to be doing what anybody else is doing, but just to say, God, what do you have for me to grow? What do you have for me to tend?
Man, that's so powerful. Mm-hmm. That's so powerful. Hear that, especially for those of us who serve in worship. And like you said earlier, we can scroll Instagram and see, elevation.
Oh, I'm not Maverick City. Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm not Passion or whatever it is. Yeah. Like, I don't have as many people listen to the song. You have the people you are leading in your congregation right in front of you. Yeah. You have yourself. Like, take your heart to the mountain, go be with Jesus and come back and tell people. Even if it's the homeless person on the side of the street that's there, maybe it's for them, And so, absolutely. I don't know. It's such a relief to just be like, let me do the work you've given me to do. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my. Absolutely. Now you know why we've been after you for so long. This is awesome. This is so good. So
y'all are so sweet.
We're going to get to the big room question here in just a second. But guys, if you're listening, make sure you go grab your copy of All My Days, the new record from Ellie Holcomb, and pick up a copy of her devotional Fighting Words. And there's some new stuff, some updated stuff in there as well. So go grab your copy of both of those. Okay, so we end every interview with the same question. We call it the big room question. So if we got gathered all the worship leaders and all their volunteers and all the production folks and all their volunteers, got them all together in one room, one big room, and we gave you a microphone, what would you want to say to that group?
First of all, thank you. When I think about like a sacrifice of praise, I just want to say that I see you. It is not nothing to lead. It is not nothing to like step out and lead. And there are sacrifices that you make to be able to do that. It costs you something, and it is beautiful that you are giving the surrendered yes to where you feel like God has asked you to go. And I also know that all of you listening, that there is a pretty heavy chance that you are carrying heaviness in your story or heaviness in somebody in your congregation's story. And to sing in the midst of having a broken heart is a backwards and upside down testament to a backwards and upside down kingdom. And so I just want to encourage you, if you are grieving, you are not alone. And you can sing authentically, even from a place of grieving. And in fact, when we're down in the pit of a valley, in the pit of a canyon, when we sing in those places, that's actually when our voices are multiplied, and they're actually multiplied off of every single broken piece of our story that got us down to the bottom. And God's love runs low like the water. And so whatever it is that you're carrying, as deep as your sorrow is, love is a deeper well. Love's a deeper well. And so let it carry you as you carry others into the presence of God. And I think for me, I got sick on the road. I couldn't sing. It's so hard when your voice goes out and you're a worship leader. You're just like, what? This is my purpose. Come on. Like, I can't do the one job that you put me here to do. And a couple days before I had entered into the scene. I was reading the scene and kind of imagining myself in the scene of Jesus washing his disciples' feet. And I found myself being so resistant, kind of like Peter, to let him wash my feet. Like Peter's like, are you going to wash my feet? Like, no, I'm going to wash your feet. And he says, unless I wash you, Peter, you'll have no part of me. And then of course, Peter's like, okay, I'm all in. Y'all are probably all like this too. I feel like the worship leaders are like, then wash my whole body. Come on. Like, just take me, you know, like I'm getting out of the boat. We're going. We're the ones that go up to the mountains and see the beautiful things and come back and say, you guys have to see this. That's our role. Right. And so, I'm always asking God, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to say? What do you want me to sing? And lately, y'all, what I feel God saying to me is just be with me. Just be with me. Like, let me wash your feet. And in this scenario, y'all, I was at a friend's farm. This is so weird, but they had a cold plunge barrel, like a rain barrel, right? Like that they typically put ice in. There wasn't any ice in there. And I felt like God was like, go get in the barrel. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. Like, I'm fully dressed. No. He's like, let me wash your feet. And of course I end up giving the surrendered yes, put my feet in the barrel. It actually felt really good. It was a warm day. The sun was shining. I'm just like crying. And he's like, get all the way in. And I was like, no, I had borrowed my nanny's shorts. Like, I wasn't even wearing my clothes. I was like, no, but I ended up all the way in that barrel, y'all. And as I got in, I was just crying. Cause I think sometimes when we serve the Lord, when we know there's a calling on our life, we go out and we're giving the water to everybody else. And what I want to say to you is drink deep from the well of God's love for yourself. It's not selfish. It's not extravagant. It's the best thing that we could ever do. And what I felt like God told me when I'm in that water, he goes, take a deep breath. And as I took a deep breath, water started pouring out of the barrel. It's like just science, really. Like, and I was just sobbing. And what I felt like God said for me is, to the extent that you are able to receive my love is the extent that you will be able to pour out anything that is worth offering to this weary, thirsty world. And so I would just say, like, carve out some time for yourself. Let yourself be the one to just worship alone before you're even ever having to be on a stage, because that's a different thing. Those are two kind of different things. They're one and the same. And also, I just hope you are going to let Jesus pour into you. So you come full. And I don't know, like, when we're wrung out, if we're full of Jesus, all our mess comes out either, but it's mixed up with all of his love. Right. And so, thank you for the sacrifice of praise that you give. I bless you on the journey, and you're not alone.
Come on, man. Good grief. This is like a 5-part podcast episode. We could camp on every single message easily, every single answer. Holy moly. So guys, you need it. To like run to your phone, whatever you use for socials, and follow Ellie Holcomb on all of them. We follow her. She's unbelievable. Make sure you grab your copy of All of My Days and Fighting Words. And again, follow her, because it is a great, great follow, and it will, it'll spur you on. And be a great encouragement. So thank you. Thanks for what you do. Thanks for, and thanks for the way you do it. And for those of us who struggle to memorize scripture, thank you.
Me too.
Me too, sis. It's, yeah, absolutely. We're so grateful for the time. Thank you.
Thank you for having me today, Brian and Jen. It's a joy to be with you. And thank you for what you do, for just pouring into a whole army of people who are singing light into the darkness. Thank you.
Man, that was so much fun. It was so meaningful. She just comes so natural. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I loved that she
I'm a fan.
Started doing music just like as a way with these scripture songs, just as a way to help her memorize scripture. Yep. I just thought that that was so incredible. And then sharing that with, you know, Absolutely. Sharing that with others now, like that, that's just, it's powerful. And I'm really Very excited cool. For her project. Yeah. It's going to be really great.
She's Absolutely. Awesome. Absolutely. So go get it. Go get yep. it, fam.
Go get it. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening Sorry. To episode 278 of the Worship Probs podcast. Remember to hit subscribe wherever it is that you listen to podcasts. That way you never have to go look for us. It's usually a little plus sign. Maybe it says subscribe. Yeah. Just hit the button. You don't have to look for us. We show up bright and early every Tuesday yeah. morning with a fresh episode.
Here's another idea, Jen, yeah. if you're talking about hitting that button.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about like in your house. How many people live in your house?
Five. Yep.
Five. And you got a couple in Arizona or whatever.
Yep.
Here's what you do. Especially if you got a house like Jen's, grab everybody's phone mm-hmm. and hit the plus button on all yeah. of their phones.
That's a great idea.
So that's what we call like a multiplication.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? Like,
you know, when you're gathering with your team yeah. this week, you know, you might have a pre-rehearsal huddle. Everybody take out your phone right yes. now. You may, you know, even if they don't listen, right. just subscribe them anyway. It's a gift. It's going to be a gift. So
exactly.
Do that.
Exactly.
Do that.
It is a gift.
You know, speaking of gifts, yeah. it would be a huge gift to us if you'd go on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us that 5-star rating with a nice review. You know, it just helps. It helps to get the podcast in front of more people. Let's so if it. You could do that, that do would it. Be really, really awesome. And finally.
Yes, it would.
Finally. Thank you. Thank you for who you are, for following us on all the socials, for commenting, yeah. for DMing us, for sharing the content, for just being you. You can find yeah. us at Worship Probs on Instagram, Facebook, Threads, and YouTube. Make sure you go check out all the karaoke episodes we got over there on YouTube. You can find us at Worship Leader Probs on TikTok, the Wild Wild West. Hey, you should join us over on Facebook, our Worship Probs community group. We're having a good amount of fun.
Yeah.
I do have to take a break and say this. I'm really proud because the last batch of people who asked to join did answer the questions. Did you see that?
I was so pleased.
I'm so proud. Yes. People are listening. So yes, we have a couple of very yes. basic, easy Thank questions you. To get into that group. We want you in there. Okay. We're not gatekeeping. We want you we in do. There. But answer those questions.
Exactly.
Join the group. We're having a lot of fun. A lot of good discussion
do
over
it,
there.
Man.
Just do it. And finally, last yeah, but not least, really you can find us over on X, formerly known as Twitter, by searching the hashtag.
Nice.
Worship Leader Probs.
So funny. I was looking at that today and I was like, there's something I need to change in here. And I couldn't find it. So I didn't change it. So you yeah. did it. You did it.
I managed to remember. It. It's a miracle. It's the one time I'm going to remember something.
Oh, and guys, you know, we've been telling you about our friends at Maven Media Productions. And here's the deal. All the awesome stuff on our account comes from them. They're amazing people, great at content creation, and they edit our podcast, all the graphics you see for the podcast they make. And, you know, they train social media teams in churches all around the country. And they train them how to, you know, really effectively get the messages of the church out there and how to keep people engaged and all that. And so if you need help with that at your church, hit them up. Or maybe you need a website. You need somebody to come in and consult and say, you know, this thing you have on your website, they really stopped doing that back in 1998. So let's update you. Let's get you
Let's get away
up,
from that papyrus font.
Yes, exactly. And here's the deal. They'll say it in a really nice way because they're really nice people. Mm-hmm. But by the time they leave, you will be ship shape, as they say. So you can hit them up. There's a link in our bio, or just go straight to mavenmediaproductions.com. And they'll kill it for you, I promise. And thanks to Scott Hoke for our voiceover intro. Guys, we absolutely love you. It's been a really fun episode. Thanks for listening to episode 278. And until next time, deuces.
Smell you later.